Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
How you like them apples?
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
We're learning more now about what happened leading up to January 6th, right? We have new unseen evidence in the federal election case against Donald Trump. It's now public, 165-page filing from the special counsel Jack Smith, who argues Trump's actions were not the official acts of a president protected by the recent Supreme Court ruling on immunity, but actually the desperate efforts of a losing candidate. The 165-page filing was unsealed by a federal judge on Wednesday. Joining us now is CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Good morning, Thane. I guess one question would be, why Wednesday? What led to the judge to unseal those filings yesterday?
It's a good question. I mean, there was nothing magical about yesterday. I mean, Donald Trump obviously is saying exactly that. Why was it yesterday? Why did it come one day after the vice presidential debate? Why is it being released now at all, given how many few days there are left before the election? So, you know, the judge and Jack Smith, the special counsel, have been acting as if, look, the election has nothing to do with us. We're moving forward on this case, and let's see how this goes. The Justice Department has a policy not to bring new cases of investigations or prosecutions against someone who's running for the presidency. But Jack Smith's position is, yeah, it's not a new case, an old case. I've been working on this for a long time, and I'm delivering a 165-page brief, and here it is.
Talking with CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum this morning. Thane, in terms of the revelations, the new things that we heard, why were they in these filings and not somehow previously disclosed? Like, how is it the first time we're hearing about some of these things?
It's another good question. I think part of it is strategic. Remember, when the first indictment came around, the idea was to show that President Trump, as president of the United States, was doing a number of different things that were designed to overturn the election. The Supreme Court came back and said, whoa, wait a minute. You said President Trump. President Trump, if he is President Trump's got things to do as part of his job. And the court said President Trump had presumptive immunity from criminal prosecution for things related to his official acts of duty. So, for instance, the Supreme Court said, like the calls that he made to the Justice Department to see if the Justice Department would investigate the various states to determine the election integrity, the Supreme Court said, wait a minute, he's the president. Of course he can call the Justice Department. He's saying he can't call the Justice Department. So what, since this has been 3 months since the Supreme Court's decision, Jack Smith said, all right, let me sit down because the judge is going to look through the indictment again, and it's her job to evaluate what's an official act and what's not an official act. So Jack Smith came up with a very new strategy, which is everything that happened had nothing to do with President Trump. It had everything to do instead with candidate Trump. If we call him the candidate Trump, it's not part of his official acts. So that's why this new brief and the new superseding indictment, like, doesn't use the word president, as if to say, forget the word president. Everything he did was in connection with his desire as a private individual to remain in office. So he was a candidate. So that's why they're focusing specifically on things that he said to even his relatives, like his daughter and son-in-law. It doesn't matter whether I won or not. I have to fight no matter what. There was a tweet that he sent out about Vice President Pence, in which he says in the tweet, he has let you down right now. I don't know whether the Supreme Court's going to say that's clearly an unofficial or official act, but these things they don't seem like big revelations, but what they're all intended to do is paint a picture of a desperate man running for office, not a president of the United States.
Thane, so what happens next? What's the timeline on the case?
So, you know, the president's team has a couple weeks to reply to this 165-page brief, which they will. But guess what? They're going to say, this is 165 pages. We can't do this in 2 weeks. We need more time. And they're going to go to Judge Chutkan, and they might get more time. Remember, Donald Trump's really just trying to run out the clock, because if he wins the election, he'll just tell the Justice Department to drop the case. And so he's figuring, look, we just want to do this after the election, whatever it is. Judge Chutkan has her discretion whether she'll give them more time. If they don't have more time, the judge is basically now going to sit down and go word by word to determine in the indictment, if you were based on the Supreme Court's decision, which parts of these allegations survive the immunity claim. Which is the one, because, you know, Donald Trump, no matter what happens, if he loses and has to go to, you know, has to go to trial in that case is, you know, going to be appealed, right? They're going to go back to the Supreme Court and say, hey, wait a minute, you said I had presumptive immunity. Why does it look like I don't have presumptive immunity? So her concern is she doesn't want this to go back to the Supreme Court and say, were you not listening to what we said? We said he has presumptive immunity. She has to be very careful to say, Supreme Court, I really went through this. You told me to go through it. I went through it again. And here are the things that I think survive that opinion. This is candidate Trump, not President Trump.
CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum live with us this morning. Thanks for really spelling it out for us, Thane.
Thank you. Good morning.
And important what he said there. If former President Trump does win, when he gets back in there, this thing all can come to an end. As long as they continue to play the long game. And I don't know, can you bring a president-elect through court? Could they, you know, like, what does the rest of November and December in those days leading up to?
It's a fascinating constitutional crisis,
right?
That could be at hand.
818 on Wisconsin's Morning News. A23 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Coming up at about 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, we'll play virtual baseball. And on the line today for one contestant is a pair of tickets to tonight's Brewers playoff game.
So you got to be able to go.
Do us a favor. If you can't go, right, don't play today.
And it'll be a very special virtual baseball.
Oh, well, I mean, they're all special.
Yeah, but this one will be uniquely special.
This morning on a very special virtual baseball with Eric Bilstead.
Opportunity for you to go to the game today. Brewers and Mets. Hey, we talk a lot about artificial intelligence, right? And what that is. And I think sometimes when you hear that word, it's kind of a buzzword now, and you don't even really process what it is or how it would even affect you. But there are small businesses either that are taking advantage or beginning to take advantage of AI. And there are also some small businesses that are like, what? Do I need to get on this train now? It's too late. Joining us in studio is Pat Miller, the founder of Small Business Owners Community. Pat, it's great to see you, first of all.
Oh, awesome to see you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good friend of the program, friend of ours to be in studio here. It's always a pleasure. Okay, so how does artificial intelligence connect to a small business owner?
Small business owners are creating a product and trying to sell it. And the way that they make more money is they make more stuff and they sell more stuff. Well, AI gives us the opportunity to improve what we're doing and also explode our capacity to do it. So if we install AI in what we do every single day, we can generate more product. We can drive down our expenses. We can become more than just ourselves. Because for me and many of the folks in my situation, growth stage entrepreneurs, I'm the business. It's a solopreneur. So the more effective and efficient I can be, the more money I can make. So installing it will literally drive down your expenses and explode your revenue.
Pat, it's called Small Business Owners Community. So you hear from these folks who are out there every day peddling their wares, as it were. So how do they characterize their concerns over AI?
Many of them are, first of all, if they're not using it, they're afraid because they wonder, is AI going to take my job? Is AI going to take my clients? And for some situations, you can begin using AI and replacing your contractors. you don't necessarily need someone to help you write anymore, although using a human is still way better. So copywriters, don't come after me. Or, you know, baseline graphic design, those things are fantastic. But if you're a small business owner, you're first and foremost thinking, oh my gosh, am I at risk? And then secondly, the smart ones are beginning to use it and realizing, oh, I can do what I do better and I can do what I do more often to make more money.
Yeesh. I could see, though, the getting off that first step could be the trickiest part, or the challenge, the most challenging, or at least the scariest, is how you even begin that process.
Yeah, it's easy to begin, and it's kind of counterintuitive. I tell people, don't begin with AI. Begin with a pen and a paper. And the reason why you do that is you need to make a list of all the repetitive tasks, all the administrative tasks that you're wasting time on. Once you make a list of the stuff that you do over and over and the stuff that you could use AI's help with, then you can turn to talking with it every day. So step one is pen and a paper. Step two is talk to it every day, because when you start using ChatGPT every single day, you realize what it's good at and what it's not good at, and you can start finding your use cases from there. When you start outsourcing, let's say, social media production to AI, you've opened 2 or 3 hours a week that you can start creating more product or building relationships or maybe coming down to be on WTMJ.
You mentioned ChatGPT. Is that the only place people are going? Are there multiple of these platforms that people can use? Are they paid? Are they free? Like, what are the gamut of options out there?
Sure. Generative AI, like ChatGPT, Google Gemini, Microsoft Copilot, those are the general chat AI services. They're fantastic. But what we also have is basically your toaster is now installed with AI. Everyone's using AI. So you can find audio editors, video editors, copywriting websites. Basically, software as a service out the wazoo is using AI. So no matter what you do, there's a company or a service out there like, hey, here's my one pager of this new product. Build me a website. Done. Like,
wow.
The coolest thing, I just got to get this in, the coolest thing out there right now, Notebook LM from Google. You upload a document, a website, a PDF, whatever, and it turns it into a podcast. So I could upload like a 50-page PDF, and it will give me a natural language, two people talking to one another, and sound like a podcast summary. It's the coolest thing ever, I'm telling you.
In an Australian accent, too, if you
want to. Yeah, I bet if you asked him for it, yeah.
I want it to be all computer speak. Yes, that is very interesting. Please tell me more about this important and relevant topic.
Pat Miller joins us, the founder of Small Business Owners Community. Okay, so there is an event coming up that you're a part of, that you're running, that is going to help some folks out if they're starting to freak out or want to learn more about
it. Or heard this and their brains are exploding. Right, yeah, like, well, how do I start?
4th annual Small Business Owners Community Conference, Miller High Life Theater, right up the street, just under 2 weeks from today. And we're bringing in about 150 small business owners, and we're doing an AI workshop. So I don't care how it works. I care what it does for me.
Right.
So she's going to come in and teach us hands-on what to do with it to make more money and to drive down our expenses. Beyond that, we've got keynotes flying in from Montreal and New York. We got people coming in from Australia. It's 2 days for small business owners to learn what they don't know, build a community around them, and leave with actionable strategies so they can grow their business. And remember, running a small business is lonely and hard, and like we say in our community, don't grow it alone. So if you're out there right now wanting to make your small business win, smallbusinesscommunity.com is where you can get tickets, and ticket sales end tomorrow. So Ooh. It's really important to get those tickets today.
And it's just in a couple of weeks, you said.
Oh my gosh, October 16th and 17th, Miller High Life Theater.
What's the website one more time?
Smallbusinesscommunity.com.
Pat Miller, so good to see you. Thank you, sir.
Love to see you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Fascinating stuff. 8:29 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Bottom of the hour headlines just ahead. And don't forget, just before 9 o'clock, about 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, virtual baseball with a chance to win 2 tickets to today's Brewers Game 3. On Wisconsin's Morning News, coming up in just minutes. Opportunity for one fan to win a pair of tickets to tonight's Brewers Game 3 playoff. 6:08 is the first pitch, and someone's going to play virtual baseball. If you win virtual baseball, you go to the game.
And you can't call right now because we have to open it up here.
And Pancake is very busy. Yeah. We have him working on several tasks. Something caught my ear in that last report about the need for nurses.
Mm-hmm.
10,000 new nurses needed by 2030 in Wisconsin. Just playing tennis with one of my buddies, and we were talking about our kids in college, and he said he had a daughter at Eau Claire. And I said, what's she into? He goes, she's majoring in nursing or whatever that field would be, whatever the major would be. She said she's actually already been working at hospitals. She's already doing this. And I was so happy to hear that on two fronts.
Fantastic. Great news.
I love to hear that for two reasons. Number one, thank you, because we need him.
Yeah.
So great. One more in the ranks. I'm like, but secondly, like, I'm so glad for your family, for your daughter, because instant job. Like, she's already working, already working in the field. And you think of all the things out there that young people have an opportunity to major in when they go to school. Like, there's something that we absolutely need people. You have a job in a variety of different ways. I mean, nursing is a pretty broad field.
That and district attorney's office lawyers. We need more attorneys for the DA.
Well, we don't. We need more lawyers. Short, we just need more lawyers willing to do that.
Yeah,
work.
Yeah. Well, right? Yes, you're right.
I got lots of lawyers. All right, should we cut it short here because we want to?
Yeah, we got to do it.
Virtual baseball. Mm-hmm. We're really going to do it up. Do you have special highlights for today?
Oh yeah, we did it.
Oh,
up
it's a
little
very
bit.
Special
very
edition.
Very special edition. I think you have to go caller 11, don't you? Just in honor.
In honor of Jackson.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Fine. Greg, you like that? Greg
Pancake
Hill produces the program. Light him up, 855-616-1620. WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620.
And you got to be able to go to the game
yes,
today
please.
If you win. You can't say, well,
when's
I can't go.
Today, it's today. 6 o'clock first pitch, 6:08, all right? Caller number 11 plays virtual baseball for a pair of tickets next.
How you like them apples?
This is your chance to be a professional baseball player.
People still don't recognize us.
For 5 minutes. Virtually, of course.
We're contenders now.
Welcome to Virtual Baseball on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Play ball!
Virtual Baseball is sponsored by Siding Unlimited. It's siding and a whole lot more. Honest pricing. To visit SidingUnlimited.com. Today's contest, the winner will receive tickets to tonight's game.
Tonight's game, game 3 of the wild card series. It's win or go home.
And they're coming from our company stash right here, so they're good seats.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And on the line to play virtual baseball today is Patrick in Wauwatosa. Morning, Patrick.
Morning, how are you guys?
How are you? How excited are you about tonight's game?
Man, I couldn't be more excited. I've been a Brewer fan all 38 years of my life, and, 2008 was really exciting because it's been a long time, and it feels like that again right now. We got that team and Pat Murphy. You can't beat it. It's been great this year.
Were you at either of the games, one or two?
Yeah, so I was at one. It wasn't obviously ideal, but, watched all last night and was screaming on the couch and yelling at the TV. So
all right,
ready to get back in there and get loud.
All right, we got to get you back there.
I was at game one as well, right, of the two.
Yeah. You know what I just didn't realize? If he doesn't win, what are we going to do with these tickets?
We'll find out for him. All right, I desperately want you to win, nonetheless.
Here's how
Patrick.
The game is played, Patrick. I have 20 highlights. They are numbered 1 through 20. You and Vince will pick from the same number. We decide our score on the number of runs scored in your highlight. Vince will go first. You will go second. You're the home team today, and this is a very special virtual baseball. Pancake did a little work on these highlights to really ramp them up to get us Brewers fans excited for the clinching game tonight. So Vince goes first. Give me a number 1 through 20.
Number 8.
Number 8 is Gary Sanchez.
The payoff. Fly ball, center field. Kraken rises.
I hoped it was that one.
Yes, the Kraken. What a great call.
So what was that, a one-run shot?
That's a one-run shot. So you have
okay,
one.
You're okay, Patrick. That's only one run. What you don't want is me coming out and hitting a grand salami right out of the gate.
By the way, we do have a couple of those, so just to warn you.
Okay, I'll try my best to avoid them. Give me cut number 10.
Jackson Churio.
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton. We're tied. Jackson Churio, his first postseason home run, ties this game in the bottom of the first.
I'm the man, I'm the man.
All right, that's from last night.
But again, a one-run shot.
One-run shot. Yeah, you're good.
Okay, I haven't hit any of the big ones yet.
Yeah.
Okay. One more for Vinny. Number 12.
Let's see here. Number 12 is Jake Bowers.
And delivers. Swing and a rocket to right. Base hit. They win. Jake Bowers hit an absolute bullet. And they're chasing Jake Bowers. They finally caught him. And the celebration now is the game.
Yes. Okay, so the good news there is while I did score in every at-bat, that's only three, right?
You have three total.
Right, Bowers was the walk-off.
So, Patrick, you can beat that.
You might even be able to beat it with one shot.
Yeah,
Patrick.
You definitely could. Yeah. Let's walk this puppy
up. I think I got
up.
This.
All right, what's your first number?
Well, I'm going with the first pitch, number 19, Robin Young tonight.
Ah, the first kid, but now there are two. K2? Jackson Churio is up.
The pitch. Fly ball, right field, it is deep, it is gone! We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
You aren't kidding me. This is a
very special
virtual
edition.
Baseball.
A virtual baseball.
All right, not bad, Patrick. You're out of the gate with one run.
It's another solo shot, though. We need to kick this up a little
bit. I'm up 3-1.
All right.
What's next?
Let's go Paul Molitor, number four. Paul Molitor, number four.
Number four today is, it's Garrett Mitchell.
Adames, the runner at first, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Right center field. It is up, it is gone! Off the top of the wall and out of here! Garrett Mitchell, a go-ahead two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning.
All right.
That was last night. That was the two-run
blast. That's the two-run shot, so we're tied at three.
So we are tied.
All right, so that
one
more.
I like your chances, dude.
I don't know if we have any outs in here. I don't think so.
Let's try to do number 20. Let's walk it up to 20.
All right, let's see. Who's number 20 today?
Great pick.
Man, I'm a little nervous here. Bryce Terang.
1-0 pitch. Fly ball to deep right. Are you kidding me? Another grand slam! 7-1 Brewers on the fifth grand slam in the last 8 days. You can't make it up.
Well done.
Who are you taking to the game, Patrick?
I'm going to call my brothers in order of age and see who has the pants in the family. Let's go to the game together.
Yes.
That can't be denied, right? I mean, I don't care if you got soccer with the kids tonight or what. Like, just can't go to the game. Oh, nice. All right, hang on the line for a bit.
Brewers buzz there.
Greg Pancake Hill will get the information, and we'll be able to get those digital tickets to you right away today.
Hey, bring us home a win.
Hang on. Yeah, would you?
I got you guys. Thanks for everything.
All right, buddy.
All right, Patrick's going to hang on. We'll get him a pair for tonight. Again, that's the 608 pitch. And the news item of the day is we do know that the Brewers, if they win tonight, will play Philadelphia in the divisional series, and those games will begin. It's a best of five. So you got Saturday and Sunday. There'll be afternoon starts in Philadelphia, then back home to Milwaukee for Tuesday and then Wednesday if necessary.
Okay.
And tickets for that Tuesday, Wednesday will go on sale at noon today.
Is that for sure, for sure?
That is for sure, for
we
sure.
We got that from
confirmed
the boss?
At a high-level source
okay.
within the Brewers organization that noon is when tickets for the next round will go on sale.
All right.
A few more still out there for tonight's game. Patrick don't care. He's got a pair coming his way.
Oh, we have to do one more. We have one more to do here. This is very important. Jesse Winker to the plate.
2-2 pitch. Lined out towards left center. Churio is there. Game three is on the way tomorrow. From off the mat, the Brewers score three times in the bottom of the eighth inning. Churio tied it. Garrett Mitchell with the decisive two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning. And game three is coming to Milwaukee tomorrow night.
Nice at bat, Winker.
driving, shooting for the stars. Why couldn't you make a killing?
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Is that the Brewers guys? Don't need an excuse to play Jackal. That's okay. You would be surprised to know I've seen this band in concert.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
If you even call it a concert. Concert doesn't sound right for Jesse Dupree chainsaw guy.
Brewers buzz. All I can tell you is that I guarantee you there's people waking up this morning struggling with their voices. Anyone who was at that game last night, holy cow.
Well, fix it quick because we need you. I mean, you were talking today about how the young guys and what they did, like, were clearly fueled by the crowd. We talked to Brewers general manager Matt Arnold, and if you want to hear that conversation on Brewers 360, check out our podcast page. It is stacked with interviews, and with Brewers, you had him, you had Rick Schlesinger talking about next round, what happens with tickets, so
what,
all of that.
What did Adames say? Willie Adames told the Brewers radio network, Jeff
Lane. His favorite
Lane,
moment.
Said he never had a moment like that in his life when he was on first base and Mitchell hit that home run.
Right, and it wasn't even his home run.
Yeah.
Right, it's one thing if it's your highlight.
Right.
I'm on first base when this happened. So all of that ahead today. 6:08 is the first pitch at American Family Field. And the forecast looks fantastic for tailgating. Get out there early. WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Dre Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. Sunshine and a mild high of 73 degrees today. Increasing clouds, isolated shower is possible tonight with a low down to 55. Let's crank up that buzz. Go Brewers.
I'm telling you, man, that has been one of the best moments that I have in the 4 years I've been here.
How you like them apples?